This is KUT. Next school year, Mendez Middle School will be run by an outside organization. After failing state standards for 4 years, the school district was allowed to look to other groups to help turn around the school. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on which group the school community chose to run the school and why.
Two organizations submitted applications to run Mendez. Each group publicly presented their plan, and a committee of parents, teachers, and community members chose which one they liked best. The committee chose a partnership between Communities and Schools, a local nonprofit, and the University of Texas at Tyler. The winning group has a radical plan to improve the school. That includes creating a STEM academy, or programs that focus on science, technology, engineering, and math. Robert Kibbe is the Mendez PTA president and was on the selection committee. He says programming is one reason they chose this partner.
Because it's a completely different change of what Mendez is used to. They're not going to keep the same old, same old. They're going to do project-based learning.
Project-based learning is a style of teaching. Students learn skills through doing projects, working in groups, and trying to answer real-world questions. Janira Oliveras works at UT Tyler and with the STEM program. She explained the benefits of project-based learning during a presentation to the Mendez community last week.
They learn the standards in a way at a level that helps them be successful not only on the test, but really in the future. So it really prepares them to understand how does learning what you learn in school applies to life outside this classroom.
This is totally different than how educators at Mendez currently teach, which is why UT Tyler plans to spend the summer training all of Mendez's teachers in project-based learning. Kibbe says when the committee spoke with Mendez teachers, they preferred this new challenge of doing project-based learning and increased STEM programs.
But this change, a lot of them are excited about. UT Tyler was asking their opinion on stuff and letting them get hands-on into teaching, which they haven't had there in a while.
Even though the selection has been made, there are still some questions about the UT Tyler proposal, especially around the plan for discipline. Student behavior and school culture was one of the biggest problems teachers cited. Kibbe says they hope UT Tyler will work with them to create a specific discipline plan. The committee recommended their choice to the school board, which will officially vote on this April 23rd. Claire McInerney, KUT News.